Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
The buzzword of the week against the Carolina Panthers for the Green Bay Packers is trap game. Kyle Brust and Nortman across 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and of course the ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it if you have not. It's so easy to use. Hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Bradley Nortman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Did you get a response from the, because we started the show for those who've missed it, Brad was invited to go to Lambeau Field and up in Green Bay on Saturday as a very special person for the Carolina Panthers to represent
their organization. No, not very special. Very, very.
Now, he'd be a VVIP. VVVIP.
Well, I would be among the VVIPs.
So they're doing a big event with the Panthers in town. Brad played there, played for the Super Bowl team. Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen on the call for Fox. He'd have a hotel, wine and dine, breakfast, sideline passes, tickets. He wasn't going to go, but we found that his parents would love for him to go and watch the kids, which opened up the question to the Panthers if there's room for the wife.
Still waiting for a response. Probably be giving this guy a call on the drive home. Really put the screws to him. Say, hey, you do not invite me and not the first lady of the estate.
Yeah, you really sound like you're going to do that.
Backbone, Brad.
Put the screws to him.
Yeah.
With all of that knowledge that you have from your past history of playing as a really, really good team in Carolina and a really good team in Jacksonville making it to the AFC Championship game, the word trap game continues to come up because you play the Panthers, and then it's a very look-ahead spot because you know you have a big matchup on Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you believe that a trap game is real?
I don't believe in a trap game in the NFL in the classic sense of the word, right? Because you think of a trap game, you're basically saying we are one time of kind of team. And when inferior opponents come on down the line and maybe we're looking ahead, that we don't take them seriously, that they're not a big deal, that we should just be able to roll out there and our talent alone should be good to go, that there's some sort of like letting your foot off the gas. That's the best way I can describe it. So to me, I don't believe in trap games, particularly in the NFL, and here's why. Whenever people say, remember like when Alabama was so good, like in the mid 2010s, and they're like, Alabama should play the Cleveland Browns, the 0-16 Cleveland Browns. They might be able to contend. That's like the dumbest take I've ever heard. There's just no chance you'd be able to do that. This is still the NFL, and because of the salary cap and a bunch of different reasons, the talent is so well distributed. So even though we, you know, kind of look at even the Packers with a fine-tooth comb under a microscope and say, well, you know, they lost to Cleveland. Cleveland's not a very good team, you know, and they're not, you know, maybe they're beating good teams. The margin is so thin. It's unbelievably thin. Every single team is so good. You watch film of somebody, and there is a Pro Bowler basically on every single team. There's first-round draft picks on every single team. There are guys out there. There are capable coaches that game plan against you on every given team. So there is no ability to let up, and guys know this. I think that trap games maybe might be more prevalent if there was maybe, like, I don't know, NBA basketball where there's 82 games or things like that. When there's only 17 games, that's so few opportunities to actually go out there and do your thing. And there's a full week of prep. It's not like they can sneak up on you. There is a full week of prep. So if there's ever is a good team that loses, like, for instance, the Eagles losing to the Giants, right, you could say, oh, it must have been a trap game. They didn't take them seriously. Well, bro, there's a first-round starting quarterback on that team, and there's dudes all over that team that are really good. I believe Brian Burns was the D-end on that team. He leads the NFL in sacks. So there are good players everywhere.
Fourth odds to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in Tet McMillan.
Yep,
exactly. A guy that we all talked about as a potential Green Bay Packer.
So there is, from inside the locker room and like a coaching standpoint, You don't change your preparation. You don't change your mindset. And these guys are all professionals. There's money on the line. There is every single reason to go out there and play well every single week. So the only time that something happens where it's like, oh my gosh, how did that team, like for instance, the Packers are 12-point favorites. If they go out and lose to the Carolina Panthers, you'd say, oh, it's a trap game because they're looking at the Eagles. No. If they lost, it's because they made mistakes because they're human. And maybe the Panthers played a good game because Bryce Young's a first-round draft pick. As you just said, Teteroa and McMillan, he's a dude that we were clamoring to have as the Green Bay Packers.
I love me some Tet-Tet.
And they've got a good running game. They're fifth in the NFL in running the football, and the Packers are just okay at stopping the run. So trap games don't really exist inside the locker room. Guys don't think about it. Every single week you have to strap up and get your mind right because every single team is so good. Even the year that the Jacksonville Jaguars, when I was on that team in 2017, went to the AFC Championship game, right? We won our division and the whole thing. We played the 0-16 Browns that year. We beat them. But we were tied in the fourth quarter.
Trap game.
Doesn't that help the argument
trap
for
game.
A trap
but
game?
But weren't focused. Weren't focused.
If you go
Dr.
back and
Denver
look at
Dan
that
on
team,
YouTube saying, is that on the coaches for not getting the team ready?
I would say that it's a team it's not they're getting blown out like the Badgers every single week. These teams aren't losing 37-0, generally speaking. They're losing by a touchdown. They're losing by a field goal. Those are small margins, and the way the ball bounces could change anything. So trap games, don't believe in them. Don't like them. There's usually a reason why people lose or win any given weekend. It's not focus, and it's not your desire to plan any given
week. Well, what does Matt LaFleur think? We'll hear from Matt LaFleur on if this feels like a trap game or not.
I'm not worried about it. Like, we've got enough to worry about just within ourselves and a lot of growth in front of us. If we want to play our best football, we should only be worried about today and this game and nothing else outside of that.
The only thing I'll say from that is we should only be worried. We are only worried about today would be the only way I would change that, because that should opens up like that it could be in the minds of people.
Because he fully understands that it gets in people's mind. Remember earlier this year, I wasn't mad about it, but a lot of y'all tried to point at my guy Rashid Walker for talking about, oh, we're going to go 16-0. He's looking ahead, and the Packers lose to the Browns, and oh, it's Rashid Walker's fault because he was looking ahead. That's what happens. He understands that people look ahead. Now, Brad, am I saying you're wrong? Because you played in the NFL, and I did not. But to sit here and think that it's not human nature to look at a game like the Carolina Panthers and sit there and be like, all right, well, we got to focus and lock in on this one, but ooh, that game coming up here, that's our chance to show how really good we are. That's our game to show how good our quarterback that is. Ooh, I can't wait. It has to be natural. So I think it should be an extra emphasis on Matt LaFleur to say, listen, fellas, put a schedule up there and X out every game other than the game with the Carolina Panthers to make sure that they are mentally locked in and focused. I believe that Cleveland Browns game that they lost earlier this year had everything to do with the fact that they thought they stuffed did not think. They thought they legitimately could go
in. I don't think you can say that when you blow with 3 minutes to go up 10. Because they did enough to be in position to win.
The offense didn't play well.
Sure. But if you're in, the Browns have a very good defense. Yeah, and at Cleveland. But if you're up 10 with 3 minutes to go, that's about execution and being less of a trap game situation where you end up losing the game because you're down and chasing and not executing the entire game.
Cleveland has a good defense, but they're people score on them. Like we just saw last week, even though there was some defensive stuff too, they can be scored on.
Let's hear from Ron and the Key here on the Carbless Talking text line. Brad, I say this with respect as your, I don't know how to say this word, but infinitely better than me in any athletic thing I can do and ever will be.
I thought infinitely?
Infinitesimally? More of an athlete than I have or will ever be. Is it possible that there are no trap or letdown games for a punter? But since Chewy was more of what some referred to as a real football player, and he says these games exist.
I can only talk about what I've experienced in the locker room.
That's great.
And for a punter, yeah, every game is basically
Ron
the same.
But it was like full offense.
Full offense.
He pooped all on you.
My question would be, so then you're basically saying that teams don't respect the opponent on any given week. Because that's the only way it can be a trap game. If you're like, you know what? I don't respect the Panthers.
It is human nature to look at the team and think, we're going to win this game. Now,
I think that there's confidence, but then that level of confidence would have to cascade into lack of focus and lack of preparation. I don't think that happens.
Right, you play for more teams than 15-1 football.
You're not
team.
Practicing and focused 110% every practice. That's just not how it goes.
But I don't know if you do that. But if
you might take your foot off the gas a little bit, knowing that, you know, hey, maybe I don't need to take this rep as hard because it's just blank that we're playing.
I don't think
maybe you don't say it in your head, but your actions just sort of feel it because you know who your opponent is.
Maybe it's just the short nature of like the NFL season of 17 games. But I don't think that guys take any game for granted.
Brett, I really don't.
Brett, I'm sorry.
I disagree. I'm just thinking about the simple fact that I guarantee you the Green Bay Packers mentality and the amount of focus they have. Not every player, but there's going to be some guys in that locker room that look at this Carolina Panthers game and is like, okay,
Young.
We're going to take care of business today versus the mentality next week where it's going to be, all right, we like, even if they're not, you know, I'm not saying they're cheating the game this week, but there's definitely going to be a difference of focus and locked in and concentration this week versus next.
Let's make this about Brad for a second. Matthew chimes in. I'm going to phrase this a little bit different, but Brad, did you ever go into a game thinking, yeah, I'm not going to be seeing the field as much, maybe against the 0-16 Browns?
Well, I think that you know matchups, you know your opponent, but you're telling me that you're saying that then, let's say the Packers this week, right? You're saying that Love's not going to watch as much film. He's not going to be as dialed in. His practices aren't going to be as crisp. You can have confidence going into the game and thinking, we are a better team than this team, so we should walk away with a win. But like, if you say, we can just roll out there and it's just going to happen and I don't need to do what I normally do, like if they're doing something this week versus facing the Eagles next week, if those look different, that's a problem. That's a culture thing.
But this is all mental, though. We're talking about mentally being locked in to a certain point. You can go through the motions in practice, but going through the week, you said the confidence level of we're going to take care of this team, your confidence level may make you go into the game a little extra cocky and confident, saying, oh, we're going to take care of business, where next week is like, all right, this is going to be a game. We need to make sure we're on our P's and our Q's. But again, I wasn't in the locker room. I was just playing Madden. You know, you actually punted the ball in the real game. I don't think
people let off the gas based on the opponent.
Do you believe in trap games? On Twitter at KBNESPN, 68% of the people say yes.
Dang, Brad, you better
Sean chimes in. Yes, when it comes to teams coached by Matt LaFleur.
Oh. Now Matt taking strays.
Well, like I said, let's play back that that clip from Matt on trap games. Because, again, there's just that one part where we should be, not we will be.
I'm not worried about it. Like, we've got enough to worry about just within ourselves and a lot of growth in front of us. If we want to play our best football, we should only be worried about today and this game and nothing else outside
of that. We should be only worried about today. We are going to make sure that we are only worried about today.
Don't you think you're overanalyzing a little bit?
No.
I do.
Not when you're heading into a quote-unquote trap game.
He can't speak for everybody.
He's the coach.
I agree, and he said we should be only focused on today. I think you're overanalyzing it a little bit.
No. I know you're the Packer backer protector of all things green and gold.
This is the instance where you need to be standing on business. You say, nah, I'm telling you, you are overanalyzing. You are thinking. That is what it is. You can feel that way.
He's trying to get on your good
side. Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said, yeah. No. You got to stand on business.
I never said yeah. I said, no, you're wrong.
Did he say no, you're wrong?
I thought it was like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't sound like that.
Play it back.
Ben,
so
you're
I'm
right,
you,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm a
ben,
sheep,
Ben,
yeah.
You do no wrong. Everything you say is brilliant and correct.
Finally, you said it. Just like you chop up the things that I say about you that are good, I'm going to find a way to go chop that up and play it.
Yeah,
you're a good producer.
Strofe, I want producer. You to listen back so
you
can tell.
Schooled by the producer.
So you can learn from how to stand on business, how not to stand on business.
Oh, now Kyle's not doing more life lessons.
If there's nobody I want less as a mentor to you.
You're missing out, man.
Why is in the 4 o'clock hour you turn on Strofe?
Yeah,
I didn't turn on Strofe. I was trying to help Strofe stand
again,
on business. I agree with him.
You keep trying to tell him how to live
shut
life.
Your damn mouth.
No. See, that's fake. I want you to play the clip.
I'll fix that.
Microphone's off. That's power right there.
Cool.
Power.
I need Kyle to tell us about Citizens Bank, though.
I can't. Oh, whoa. Oh, my mic's back up, huh? I dare you to turn it off now.
Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, shut up. Keep it on. But you know what's great right now?
I
Hey, listen,
he has
you know.
To keep the mic on.
Oh, wow. He sure does. Anyways, listen, y'all. Citizens Bank, that's the bank you should be banking at right now. Sometimes things just feel right, and banking with Citizens Bank is absolutely what you feel. I remember when I walked in there, man. I was in the McGuanago office. It just felt right. The way they were welcoming, the way they helped me set up and open up my bank account, it was fantastic. It's not just about the checking account, though, and the mortgage rates at all. It's about the fact that they knew who I was, and they actually remember my story, and they actually care about who I am. That gives me so much peace of mind, and Citizens Bank is local. They're invested in the community, and they're all about helping you move forward, KBN Nation, and giving you the tools to make banking so easy and so personal. So I'm telling you, visit citizensbankwi.bank today. That's citizensbankwi.bank. You can go online or you can download their fantastic app, but I guarantee you will not regret it. Go to citizensbankwi.bank because that is banking where you belong.
Usually news when we hear that from Alex Stroh for the KBN Sports Desk.
Hey, Kyle Wallace here. You're listening to 101.7. Excuse me, it's ESPN Milwaukee. Hey, John Horst should get fired. Wait, actually, he's the best general manager in the NBA. Look at all these offseason moves. No, he should be fired. Two-face looking. Oh, keep talking.
He got you now. Oh, man. I actually had more high hopes for that stroke, I'm not going to lie.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
He's a
good guy.
I couldn't believe y'all lost to TCU.
Yeah, you and me both.
Rough. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm thinking about all the trick-or-treat going on, and you know what? If you want to keep up with your kids or whoever else, you got pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, you can't do the things in life that are just so simple, so pure like that. QC Kinetics is here, though, to give you your life back, do the things that you want to do, and a pain-free life that you've been searching for. Pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back, that's going to keep you from living a full life. And maybe you've been told that surgery, steroids, drugs are your only options. QC Kinetics knows that you have more options, and you need to go see if you are a candidate for their revolutionary cutting-edge regenerative treatment. Repair that damaged tissue, restore and reduce the inflammation, relieve pain at the source. That's all the things you can experience at the QC Kinetics. I've seen it with my own two eyes at the Greenfield location, what they can do and how impressive their results are. You can be one of thousands of satisfied patients who say, you know what, I'm sick of a life in pain. I want a pain-free life, and QC Kinetics delivered. Get your free consultation today and start living that pain-free life. Call them today at 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Strove's running the show.
Liked his music.
Halloween stinks. I'll never dress up.
You a lot.
My daughter wants me to.
This is the vibe.
Cut
the vibe
this. Right
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and it's time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another spookaroonie. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Not.
Probably better tomorrow.
Did I ask,
have another one?
Did
tomorrow.
I ask for your input?
I gave it to you.
I'm here to improve.
Spicy 414 hour with Kyle and Stroh.
Yeah, I don't know why he's so mad. I legitimately was trying
Wheel
to help him out.
Stroh!
It's been.
It's like when you told Homer how to feel, keep telling him how to live.
Okay.
Let's take a trip down south.
Wait, I thought it was green for money. This is usually Kyle's advice for Stroh to make money.
Kyle, I invested in Bitcoin last night.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's high right now, but I mean,
it's dipped though. It's dipped.
I dipped. I know you didn't. You invested like what, $100?
Yeah.
Okay. Got you a little piece. I mean, it probably been better doing it a year ago,
or waiting for a bigger drop.
Yeah,
it was a big drop though in the last week.
It's still over 100,000.
It's over 100,000.
It's like 104, I think.
Yeah, like a year ago before the election, I think it was in like the '80s.
Yeah, 60 to 80.
But
yeah.
We're gonna skyrocket now that I'm in. it's gonna skyrocket to 150 for the first time.
You're small $100.
Yo, that could go a long way. Damn it.
No, it could.
He's doing something right.
But what if I keep stacking?
No,
what if I keep putting money in?
You know, in 2016, during that time.
Are you about to tell me you still invested in Bitcoin for 2016?
Man, listen. I said if it got down to $5,000, I would do it. It only got down to like
$7,000. Ooh.
Oh, you were going to buy a full Bitcoin?
Hell yeah. My friend who went to Yale, he did. And oh, boy.
That's why he went to Yale.
Yeah. He wasn't going to spread over $2,000.
You know they call Whitewater the Yale of the Midwest.
I don't. That's
who.
That's no, so stroke right now on the wheel of stroke.
Green again.
Yeah, what?
Green
what
again.
Green?
More money conversation.
Well, good for you, Strofe. I'm glad I encouraged
you.
Keep
it's
green as the Strofe investment hour.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Push-ups.
Yeah, I do push-ups.
No, that's good.
All
now,
the things. All
our
mental
really, health.
I really have a topic I want to get to.
That's okay. We're talking about mental, physical health, and
it's
future
important.
Well-being. This is what the Wheel of Strofe is about.
The wheel understands what he needs
it's
in his
like
life.
It's like a compass.
Not what he wants. No, it is because he got the money advice, and now he got the push-ups. Two things that he struggles at.
I'm sure the Bitcoin was an addition to a well-diversified portfolio.
It was.
Wait, what are you mad at? Speak up. He took a
what
shot.
Did you say?
He took a shot.
I said, I love you. But the whole thing is like, you think he's investing in Bitcoin if I didn't talk to him the way I did a couple days
wow,
ago?
Wow.
Oh, so you're taking credit
constructive
for his life
bullying
changes.
Again?
Instead of watching damn other people on videos like little kids.
He's looking at the stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Look at
that. So I'm proud. That's
can
progress.
Can you say thank you, Kyle? Well,
constructive bullying.
Strikes again.
Wheel. Try to
Strofe. I almost broke the damn wheel.
What a spin.
So neat. That's a push-up spin.
An angry spin.
Blue!
Ooh, it was almost green.
Almost
again.
Green for money.
I was going to walk out. All right, let's go down to Baton Rouge where people are feeling blue. How about Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry?
Yeah. When
the
I,
governor
I,
saying
I saw
this.
Strofe and I mentioned it briefly, and then I thought it was like a small thing. This thing's blowing up.
No, so this is Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry at like a random press conference.
Who's that? No. I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee, and they're going to go find us a coach.
First off, that Creole accent.
That's
so good.
The only thing I could hear.
So good.
He country
Ed
hell.
Orgeron and him sound awesome.
So he effectively says, yeah, I'd rather have the President of the United States select the next head coach at Louisiana State University than the actual athletic director whose job it is to hire the head coach.
Yeah, you know, Louisiana is 50th in the economy. I think he should be worried about more things than Louisiana and their football coach.
Think about how much worse he can get if LSU's bad,
stinks.
Though. That's got to be.
We saw the financial impacts of the state of Wisconsin.
LSU doesn't stink. They're not stinky. They're just not the best.
Yeah, but the best will get them more money into that economy.
Yeah. That's
okay.
A true driver.
All right.
Like, I've thought about going to, like, Alabama, LSU, you know, SEC game, you know, making, like, a trip one time. But
for
right
sure.
Now, no, not with Brian
Kelly. Could you imagine Tony Evers being like, yeah, Chris McIntosh can't make any more hirings.
That's great.
He could be the athletic director.
That but this is why the South is built different with college football.
Is this why we're not good enough?
This is one of the reasons. I mean, the South.
Politics needs to get into the University of Wisconsin.
The fact that he feels like he needs to speak on it with passion. Oh, my gosh. It says everything I need to know.
And right next door at Alabama, A.J. McCarron, the former Alabama quarterback, he's running for lieutenant governor now.
I need to move down to the South and run for office.
What? You don't have
Why?
Any credentials.
What do you mean? You didn't
That's
play quarterback
true.
At Alabama.
That's
yeah.
You
nor do you sound like them, even when
I
you try.
Play for the team like first. Brian Kelly. Listen, we got to get rid of. We fired Brian
my
Kelly.
Family.
And we can't. Listen, it's about Jesus and football, okay? And Brian Kelly, he wasn't good at Jesus or football.
He needs Jesus.
Yeah, he needed Jesus. He didn't
he
have
does.
It. See, I could duck pass down there.
That's true.
I mean, it's the coach. Old ball coach.
With that.
Wheel of Strofe.
Green.
Hold on, I got to fix the wheel quick.
Green,
you're just
please.
So strong, Strofe. Look at you.
You're going to find out how strong I am. You keep talking to me like that.
Oh yeah. We're all scared.
Look at that.
Spin,
that was a spin. Them push-ups are working.
Oh.
Boyple.
A shade of green.
Huh?
I don't know. I just wanted to be green.
Oh, I get it. We've got an awful Thursday night football game tonight. It's Ravens-Dolphins. Ooh. Will you watch?
Lamar's playing, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds like he is. So.
It'll be on. It's on.
How about Bucks-Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum?
Yeah.
That'll be on as well.
Yeah.
Two TV?
Basement.
You have two TVs?
Two TVs?
Yeah. Of course. Why didn't we do the watch party there?
Too tight.
I don't
know. Wanted to do the Brewers watch party with more space. We were able to run around, make Palermo's pizzas. The dogs were involved. It was fun. Too tight.
Speaking of dogs, is it wrong for me to ask somebody if they have pets before I eat their food? If they bring it into the office?
Yes.
I think that's strange. Why would you do that?
Do you have a deadly allergy to the dogs?
No, he thinks that humans that have dogs at home are gross, and that therefore, since the dogs lick them, they're making the food, and it gets in his head.
If I say,
did I explain that right?
It has nothing to do with pet hair.
The dogs,
pet hair
them.
Too.
Okay, so my dog doesn't shed, and I wash my hands when I cook multiple times.
Some people don't. Some people lick the spoon too. Good, and put it back in.
Dude,
if you're cooking for other people, you can't do that.
Huh?
Sounds like you don't trust anybody.
No, I don't. I don't.
But he goes to restaurants.
Well, I would hope the chef isn't doing that.
Some of the restaurants, though, he gets to buy one, get ones from, too. Questionable.
Mm. Oh, they make it right in front of me.
All of them?
How many restaurants make the food right in front of you?
Chipotle, Qdoba, the ones that have buy one, get one quite a bit.
Those aren't restaurants?
Oh.
I guess they are kind of restaurants. They're fast casual.
Yeah.
I know a pizza joint you go to that definitely don't make it in front of you.
Yeah, I know. They got the cleanliest food over there.
They have a guy on TikTok showing how they make them pizza.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Palermo's.
Well, no, I'm talking about a different one that you go to for buy one, get one.
As much as we love Palermo's, they don't make it in front of you. You make it in front of you.
I know. I have a cousin who does quality control there, though.
So you trust it because you got
cousins
there.
Hell yeah, I got my family there. Yeah. And then my boy John.
John is hooking up for the wedding.
Yeah, the Palermo's show coming to the wedding. Woo woo.
Well, you're saving, hopefully, on your energy costs.
Yeah, definitely saving on the energy bill, and I love my windows. I'm just going to tell y'all this right now. If you're thinking about upgrading your home, you're thinking about updating your windows, listen, go ahead. Look at everybody that you want to, but make sure you have Universal Windows Direct inside of there, because I promise you, when you come away, you're going to have a tough decision to make. And you know what I'm telling you to do? Go ahead and go with Universal Windows Direct, because you're absolutely going to love your windows, because you don't want to have your drafty house anymore. You don't want to deal with those energy bills. You want to have great windows, and that's exactly what Universal Windows Direct, they deliver. They have a professional team that takes care of everything, from the free estimate to the expert installation that is just so fast and so quick. You'll get high-quality windows installed right with savings that will make the timing even better. What are those savings? Well, you can buy two windows, get two free, absolutely no limit, plus you can get 0% financing for 3 full years, and to top it off, they'll give you an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule in the month of October. So call them today at 414-410-2000 or visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And just like me, KBN Nation, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Man, KBN Nation has turned on Brad. Dave from Aaron chimes in. Brad, not everyone has pro football money. Just because it's quick and cheap doesn't mean it's not a restaurant.
Oh, wow. Brad's been rough. You've been very elitist today, Bradley.
Also chiming in is a good point. Is a good point made about Kyle going to some quick service restaurant. They may make it in front of you, but they ain't cook it in front of you.
That's true. I can see him in the back sometimes chopping it up.
You can see their back to you.
I hope they ain't. If that, wow. I'm definitely going to take me a lawsuit.
Probably happened. You just didn't know it.
Why would they do something like
people are diabolical.
People are crazy. Mm-hmm.
More next, Kyle and Strofe.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to do
that.
That's
your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you are a homeowner, then you know things are always going wrong at the house. Or you're kind of looking at that update. Maybe it's a kitchen, maybe it's a bathroom, whatever it is. Lifetime Home Services has all the services you need under one roof. I know for us at our home, we're having baby Will's closet completely redone. The transformation is looking great already. So excited for how that's going to turn out, because Lifetime Home Services can handle that and anything you can think of. Maybe even thinking in the future, epoxy floors in the garage. Those are especially helpful in the Wisconsin winters. Cleaner air, HVAC, radon. So many things when it comes to cabinetry, renovations, you name it. Lifetime Home Services can do it. For over 30 years, families have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their homes safer and better looking. I know we have trusted them with this and so many other things. They continue to prove that they can deliver on trusted solutions and lifetime results. Schedule today for whatever your home needs at LifetimeHomeServices.com.
Hit the KVN Sports Desk, Strofe. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. We're going to send it over to Brad Nortman, who may have a great weekend planned or not. We will see.
Guys, have you ever felt like you've been set up a little bit and then let down?
Oh, wait.
I texted my guy, the alumni guy.
So for those who missed it, Brad's been invited to be a part of the Panthers alumni stuff going on. Luke Kuechly's going to be there as part of the Panthers. Greg Olsen calling the game. And the Panthers obviously play the Packers. Brad played for the Panthers. And there's a big weekend ahead.
Big weekend. I texted him and said, hey, I'm not going to say his name. Still trying to lock down childcare for this weekend. Question, is the offer for dinner and passes and tickets to the game open to my wife as well or just to me? Just curious on our options. Thanks a lot. Hoping to make it work. Excited to see you guys. He said, Brad. What up, boss? Never a great start.
What up, boss?
What up, boss? Unfortunately, our crew in the premium group have taken all the tickets for this allotment.
Dang.
We totally underestimated the demand for this Packer game. You'd have to get tickets on your own, hoping I had better news.
Oh, wow.
Still working to see if a pass on the sideline is even possible.
Dang! You can't even get a pass.
I'll just say this. It's Brad's fault. He waited too long.
No, he told me, let's touch base later in the week.
Oh, wow.
Let's touch base later in the week.
That's crazy.
So I got completely bamboozled.
No, this guy let down everybody.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, I felt a part of this ride.
This is why I say no to things.
KVN Nation, no.
That's great. No, that's
great. Don't you turn this around. Because it's going to go back to elitist Brad.
Here's the thing. I had already said no in my mind. But then you, Ben Brush, you, Kyle Wallace, you, Alex Strofe, and KVN Nation.
Oh, so
you got me dreaming a little bit. You're like, you know what? I should enjoy myself a little bit.
Well,
I should be able
you
to
should.
Do it.
You should.
I should go.
You should.
And I found myself with an open heart. Stars in my eyes and a dream in my head. And it sounds like if I want to go, I got to pay my way. I got to pay my way.
So basically,
he did say, he's like, you know, if you get tickets to the game, we could still make dinner and all the things. So it's, you know, I could still shoulder to shoulder with the VVIPs that clearly the demand is so great.
I mean,
and the demand is for you to be with those VVIPs.
I guess. Maybe they sold it as, hey, you get to meet Brad Nortman.
But they said
the demand was greater than we anticipated for this game.
I don't know
what's
why.
Up, boss man.
Yeah. I'll say this. I'm not trying to take shots at your old organization. Dude, it's the Green Bay Packers. If you're offering for company like CEOs and corporate folks to be able to fly them out to a Green Bay Packers game at Lambeau Field, what you think they're going to say no? There's literally like five stadiums that are on a bucket list, and this is definitely a bucket list type thing where I get to get flued out. Like, what are we doing? I see Carolina sucks on the field and in the front office. How about that?
Oh, wow.
How about that?
I'm going to have to ask you to take that back a little bit. This still is the organization that changed my life.
Nah, they did my boy.
Keep it 100, Kyle.
So, listen. No,
they did. That is a little bit of a spin zone.
Standing on business. See, Strofe, that's how you stand on business. You don't back down.
I didn't know I was part of the, quote, allotment. I thought there was a different allotment for, like,
right,
former
you
and players.
The regular
I was just part of the – I was not even a – I'm not even a VVIP. I'm just a VIP.
So you're just an IP.
I'm just a guy. I'm a P. I'm a person.
You're a Jag, like you were after you were a Panther. I would say this. They probably do this for a bunch of their road trips, if not all of their road trips. But the VVIPs, that we'll call them, probably jumped at the opportunity to go to Lambeau Field because it's like the football mecca.
Well, and it's not like you can just say that. Easily get tickets to Packer games.
Well, you're not listening.
I almost felt like I heard the same person say the same thing twice.
See, Kyle, this is how you stand on business.
You know, I'm humbled.
No, this isn't.
I'm just. I'm
actually gonna take Team Brad here. The answer is, hey, boss. I totally understand the request, and you're important to us. We are going to make it work for you.
We'll
and your
find
wife.
A way.
Hey,
we're
boss,
gonna find
hey, boss
a way.
Man. Yeah. We got you covered, boss man.
I think you should write back. Can you be very clear and upfront what the possibility is, because I need to know, because we have a lot of things going on.
A lot to juggle.
I mean, I'll be honest. At this point, Brad, you ain't going. Like, you're like me, right? Like, we're nice guys, but also we have egos.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, if you're going to sit here and float something in front of me and then snatch it away like that, bumps you. I don't even want to go no more. I barely wanted to go in the damn first place. Now you feel stupid and salty that you considered it and you changed your mind.
That's our fault.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, no,
but
Brad,
no, I'm not going to lie.
That's why I say bumps to Carolina Panthers, and I hope the Packers destroy them. You know, I hope that's what you say. I hope y'all get your ass whooped on.
Yeah. Go Pack, go.
Yeah, that's what you should say.
I will say you there was a part of me that was like, you know, because Ben can appreciate this, right? Like, when you're playing, you sort of get drummed up all the time, right? You kind of feel like the man. You get, like, a little bit of all the things, right? But then that gets taken away, and you just feel like a regular old guy, right? So I was like, man, it feels good to be wanted.
Be somebody again.
It feels good. Like, even if I was going to go.
They can roll out the red carpet. I might get to the hotel. They might have some gear laid out for me.
Could you imagine? Maybe a little care package, right?
But now you're just a P.
Now I'm just a P. Yeah. I'm not even. I thought it was a VIP.
Yeah, I had three Vs. Yeah. I had you in front of the VIP.
You did. So I'm certainly behind.
I put you in three Vs.
You gave him two Vs. You got a little overzealous there.
I'm well behind the VIPs, but there's such a lack of effort now, I can't even call myself a VIP. Yeah. It felt good to just be like,
Brad,
feel like the man for once again.
I don't want to be mean. You were just a filler.
And now I feel worse.
Oh, well, you're ready to feel
worse? I was a backup plan.
You're ready to
just
feel worse? Joining us next is a Super Bowl champion.
True VIP.
That would get sidelined, would get for his wife, Brian Bulaga. Bumps the Panthers.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I've seen some of those jersey checks.
The NFL.
You are a punter.
No, I haven't. I've seen them.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey, this is Mike from...
I've got some famous friends you probably never...
Joining us on Kyle Bruston Nortman before the Homer Hour is Super Bowl champ Brian Bulaga. What's up, Brian?
Not much. How we doing?
We're going to get another former player perspective here on the belief of trap games.
No.
Homer, you can jump in.
No, this is about the damn game. You tell another
player how badly this
star got screwed.
Well,
Brad Nortman punted in the Super Bowl for the Panthers, and they have a Panthers event going on with, you know, obviously Lambeau being a destination. They have VVIPs that paid a lot of money to go on this trip, and there's a dinner on Saturday and a hotel for Brad, sideline passes and a ticket for Brad. He's going to see Greg Olsen, who's on the call with Fox, Luke Kuechly, who he played with. But Brad reached out, you know, figured out childcare for his growing family. And then, you know, his parents were going to do that, and he wanted to try and see if he could bring his wife. And he got this text from his representative.
Basically, they said, Brian, hey, we completely underestimated the demand for our ticket allotment for premium tickets. Don't have any more tickets available. You'd have to find it on your own. And very much up in the air if we could even get sideline passes for that game. So still the invite to do dinner and whatever, but... You know, what was a big promise of, like, attending the game, it just seems like there was too much demand from the VIPs that are paying a lot of money.
Has any such thing ever happened to you with the Packers since you left the team, since you retired?
That I've been denied VIP passes?
After they asked you about an event.
One more thing, not to defend the Panthers, but if it was a home game, I could probably do whatever I wanted to. But it's Green Bay, so it's probably limited access.
If I asked for certain passes, I would imagine they would probably accommodate.
You're so nice.
Yeah, he's so nice.
Maybe.
Hell yeah. He doesn't want the headline, Bulaga says Panthers are jerks.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
I was going to ask about the Chargers, but it's so different because you contributed so much to the Panthers.
The Chargers would not accommodate. They would not accommodate me at all. I can assure you that. They would not. They'd get lost.
He's got a boycott now.
Well, that's his call. Yeah, it's up to him.
Mr. Nice Guy strikes again.
Hey, here's what you do. Bulaga could call the Packers and take care of this guy.
That is true.
Brian walked in to now.
He doesn't have to.
This is his headache now.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah. Brian's like, wait a minute. What?
He said he can probably get whatever he wants. I mean, maybe, he said.
He might get to punt for the Packers.
You want me to call and ask the Packers to help out a former Carolina Panther player?
You don't have to be that specific. Hi, this is Brett Lugger. I have a really close friend, somebody I respect, and he thought he had tickets, and now he doesn't. Can we help him out?
I don't know that you want sideline passes.
The tickets. I didn't say Blue Lugger could get you sideline passes. I think they can get you sideline passes.
Those are more restricted than tickets.
Are they now?
Yeah.
I'll defer to Brian. Are they?
How do you know?
Well, I got sideline passes for a guy that was a special teams player.
But he's on the active roster.
Oh.
I mean, sideline passes in Green Bay are very tough because there's not a lot of sideline room. It's not like other stadiums where other stadiums' sideline area is enormous. Green Bay is very tight down there, right? So they restrict that area quite a bit.
They can make it work. Well, no, but the visiting team doesn't generally have that many people to come that need sideline passes, right?
Powerful.
Right, Brian?
Correct.
Well, but that's true. That's the whole question, right? These VVIPs stormed the gate. Yeah. They gobbled them all up.
Brian, do you believe in trap games?
I don't believe in it. I believe in teams looking on to the next week, right? Like, I don't believe in the mentality that teams look past the team because they think they're more superior than the team. Like, they're like, who cares about them? They're going to lay down for us. I think teams get in their own head about looking on to an opponent the next week, and they're worried about what could happen the following week about another team. So I don't look at, like, it's like a trap game as in, like, that whole mentality. I think teams maybe look a little too far ahead, and they think about a potential matchup and what they're going to do to plan for next week, and they don't focus at the task at hand, right? Like, that's the way I always look at it. But good teams, like I think the Green Bay Packers are, you should be able to take care of business. Like, you should be able to take care of business on Sunday. Like, this shows maturity of a team. Right, like the Carolina's not bad. They're 4-4. They're not 0-8 or anything like that. They're 4-4. They've shown that they can do some good things. But good football teams, like we all think the Green Bay Packers are, should be able to take care of business, and they should be able to do it comfortably. Like, these are the games that you need to be able to get these things over with quickly. Right, like these are the games that you want done in the middle of third quarter. Right, like these are the ones that we need to start seeing that guys, you could start pulling Jordan Love out early and Jacobs and getting guys fresh early. As McCarthy used to say, his famous line was, get healthy on there. I don't know if I could say it on air, so I'm not. Like on their butts. That's what he used to say. We got to get healthy on their blank. That was McCarthy's famous line. And that meant, like, we need to get on them early so, like, guys can get out, get healthy on them, so, like, players get pulled out. Like, that's what Green Bay needs to do this weekend. Like, get on them early so you can get starters out and get rested and get guys playing time that normally don't get playing time. That's what good teams do.
Do you need to see this out of the Packers this weekend in order to have another level of belief in them? Because they have kind of been playing down to their opponent, whoever it might be.
Yeah. I mean, not that I need to see to have more belief in them, but like I just think those are signs that when you have such a big win, like they did against Pittsburgh, those are like maturity signs of like teams as they start to hit their stride, right? Like that's what you normally start to see. And like, I feel like that Pittsburgh win is going to be a big momentum swing for them, right? Like beating Aaron and on the road and like the way Jordan played and then the way the defense played, like that's like a momentum swing, right? And I think that's going to start, like, carrying them, right? And I think that's, like, what you start to see from good teams when they start taking care of business like that against teams that they should be beating, like Carolina. Like, that's like, kind of the beatdown that you start to see. Like, I remember it clear as day. Like, Homer and I kind of talked about it with Jason. Like, did it against Carolina in 2014. We were out of the game and in the middle of the third quarter, it was like 38-17, and that was a Cam Newton-led team. Really good team. But, like, you just take care of business against teams you need to take care of business against.
Would Cam Newton get sideline passes if he needed an extra?
Cam's a VIP.
Probably.
Keep him away from mascots, though, I'll tell you that.
I know this. Cam would get him for you if you called him.
don't know about that.
Coming up next is the Homer
You'd
Hour.
You'd have to remind him who you were, but he'd still do it.
Brian Belaga, Homer, next in 2 minutes.
Kyle brings the heat and keeps it real. Ben's got the takes that make you feel. Brad's the pro with a polished stance. Strofe's the glue who gives the show its dance.